What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that. Welcome to How to Not Comedy, Frankie.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Thanks for coming on, mate.
It's all right.
It's been a long time coming. We've been trying to get this done for, 2 months now.
I know, you just caught me at the wrong time.
Yeah, big move to Sydney.
Yeah, I moved to Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's heaps of fun. So different.
So you're not doing the warehouse gig anymore?
No, I'm still in warehousing.
All right, different warehousing.
Different warehousing. There's less sauce at my new place. Less sauce?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I saw that.
The mayonnaise?
Yeah, the mayonnaise spill.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That would have, you would have had to clean that up
probably,
quick.
Okay, I should probably explain. I used to work in a warehouse that did logistics for a major food manufacturer, and they also made stuff for other factories. So they would have all the stuff you see in the supermarket, 500 mils of this sauce, but then they'd also, have 1,000 liter servings or 20 kilo buckets of mayonnaise and
1,000 liters.
Yeah, that's my first day I started, they just had these pallets that are just 20 kilo buckets of mayonnaise, a whole wall of them, and I was like, Jesus, I've never been more keen to start working somewhere in my life. But yeah, I saw the 1,000 kilo serving ones, and I was like, you know what? The day that someone drops one of those, it's gonna be the best day of my life.
And it happened.
Yeah, you have no freaking idea. You have no idea. No idea. I genuinely thought, because I've swum with whales, I thought that was going to be the most beautiful, emotional response type of zen moment of my life. But no, seeing 1,000 kilos of warm mayonnaise on the ground. It was just something I remember being at a Bushdorf and asking people this. I'm like, would you rather see a whale breach in the water in front of you or 1,000 kilos of mayonnaise? And they all said the whale. Yeah. It's because you can imagine what the whale would look like. You can't imagine what 1,000 kilos of mayonnaise looks like on the ground.
Big fan of sauce, Frankie.
Yeah. That's
wild.
Yeah.
I'd have I'd want to roll in it, I think.
Honestly,
I'd just swim in it.
If I wasn't so new, I would have picked up the handful and shoved it in my pocket. I was so tempted. And one dude was being an idiot because he was we were shoveling it into a skip bin, and he just realized that if he ran and slid the shovel upside down, it would make a cool wave. He did it once, and then he did it a second time, and he was this close, just going face first into it.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing you could definitely fucking just shove someone from work into, and it's the sort of prank where you wouldn't get in any trouble. It's just everyone would just point and laugh at the dude in mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's like, ha ha.
Yeah. It's, warehouses are wild.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it go off? How do you get through 1,000 liters of mayonnaise?
You mean to clean it up or someone to have it?
You get to have it. Who's buying 1,000 kilos?
Liters. Other people that make food stuff. Instead of making their own mayonnaise.
Yeah. Right, so garlic aioli or something.
I think you underestimate how much some people like mayonnaise, Ethan.
Oh, as a person who loves some fucking mayonnaise, I'm on board.
I've never had the opportunity to buy a 20-kilo bucket. But I feel like if I was walking through Aldi,
a lot of people would.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That was my first thought when I saw him. I was like, "Where can I buy that?"
Yeah.
You know.
Just take some home.
Yeah, if you've got a big enough, if you've got a lot of people have two fridges, one in the garage.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd last
one,
a while.
One for the dead bodies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just tuck the mayonnaise in.
Store them under the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's not translucent.
Yeah.
All you need is a few bricks.
Yeah, yeah. You been doing many gigs since you moved to Sydney?
Yeah, I've done a couple. I did a couple the first week I got there, but I've been mainly trying to get settled. It's a big change, Sydney.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Sydney are you?
I'm at Lewisham.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Near Newtown.
Yeah, I was at Summerhill when I lived down there.
Yeah, nice. You know, okay, so the first week I was there, I I went to Summerhill IGA because I had WD-40 to spray on my bike because I bought a bicycle because I'm like, hey.
What's in the West?
You don't really I was like, one in Rome, one in Rome. And I saw my uncle from South Australia that I hadn't seen in 5 years. Just it.
At Summerhill IGA.
At Summerhill IGA.
Holy shit.
He didn't even recognize me. It was great.
I've been stoned in that IGA so many times. Like, I used to live a block up from it, and I we just smoke bongs, and then I'd be so stoned that I'd be scared to go there. Have you ever been that high?
Yeah,
you're like scared to be out in public. You're like, oh, everyone knows.
Yeah, I remember going to a Coles on shrooms with my friend.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
Yeah, and I didn't. That's the thing. It was a real gentle high, and I didn't realize how high I was until going back there sober. And just being in the same place as I was sober, because it was my friend and I, we had some shrooms, and they have like all this bush on their backyard, and as soon as it was hitting, we were just like, let's go climb in a ditch.
Nature.
Yeah, that's a nice place to be.
Yeah. But then we ended up in Coles.
Mm.
It was cool.
You get back there and you're like, wait a second, these shapes aren't glowing all of a sudden. What the fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. It was so much more.
Yeah, okay.
Summerhill, that car park, though, at Summerhill, like outside of the IGA, that toilet there is a very good place to still poo if you have to.
Okay, thank you. That's actually like really useful information.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Because I drive my van down to Sydney when I do gigs, so I stay in my van. I've got a toilet in my van now, but I didn't at the time. And I just like Google like nearest public restrooms and like, I'll sit there for a while. I'll go through like the ratings and stuff. People leave comments and that on there. They're like 5 stars. Like, this is the best place to shit in Sydney. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Where is that? Is it an app or a website? Because I really could have used that today.
I just Google it. Yeah. Okay. Just like Google Maps, and then some of them have like reviews.
Because I was back in my hometown, and I really needed to like drop the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
And so I went to one, and like the entrance.
No good.
No good. Both the toilets was like clogged. Like someone had gone through all this toilet paper, and I could see that a lot of people before me were like, "Well, I really need to go."
So they just laid the toilet paper.
Yeah, they just laid trying to create a fossil record or something. You know?
That's fucked.
Yeah,
that is fucked. Well, but fucked. I've been there where you're like, it's coming. I've got to go. Like, it's not here, like 30 metres down the road in a bush somewhere.
Well, that's sort of happened here with the ladies' room where there was like the out of order sign on the toilet and someone went in there and took a shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, your toilet's clogged. And I'm like, did you read the sign?
I remember the first warehouse I worked in, they did like children's books. Because in warehouses you have like truck drivers coming in and out all the time. This truck driver just absolutely demolished the toilet.
Fuck, yeah.
And it was like, honestly, the biggest shit I've ever seen in my life. It was just like beggars belief, this thing. And it was so bad that there was like emails going around the workplace. Like it made its way to the CEO. It's like this monster shit. And then they were trying to figure out who did it. First they were like blaming people in the warehouse. They decided a safe scapegoat was just a random truckie that came through.
That happened at my parents owned a caravan park in Harrington, and someone took like the biggest shit in the toilet, and it was like a giant log, and it wouldn't flush. So my dad had to go in there with a stick and like break it up, and get it to flush.
Dude.
Oh, so funny.
Those, the breaches as well, like they're coming out of the water. As thick as your wrist. You're like, what the fuck, man? Like, I feel like you'd have to go to hospital after you took that sort of shit.
Mm. When I was in primary school, I tried to flush a dead blue tongue down the toilet. Because I was at the bus stop in the morning, and me and my friend found it just near the bus stop. I was like, this is the fucking coolest thing ever. Like, best day ever to just have a random plastic bag in my bag.
Yeah.
So we picked it up. I was going to take it for show and tell, but by the time I got to school, it was really starting to stink. And by the end of the day, it was just horrendous. So we were like, we need to ditch this thing hard. And so we just snuck into the toilets, chucked it in, flushed, just watched it go up, do a little spin, and then come back down and legged it.
Someone would have had to deal with that.
You walk in.
Someone had to fish gentleman. A fucking... Someone had to fish a dead... Blue time, or I don't know, maybe oh, someone man, didn't the see
ground,
it.
Yeah, the groundkeeper comes home from work. Wife's like, oh, what's wrong, honey? He's like, fuck, there's a fucking blue tongue in the toilets today.
you know, that was actually the worst thing that our groundskeeper ever had to go through at my school, at my Christian school, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's like, something like an old dairy farm, so there's lots of grass. One... year 12 muck up day. It was the last muck up day we ever had after that one.
Yeah.
But they just pumped weed killer into the ground and they just pumped in the biggest dick you've ever seen in your life in the grass.
Oh, shit.
And the best thing is it didn't show up for like, because that was like end of term three.
Yeah.
Had 3 weeks holidays, come back to school because you didn't see it when we first did it. It took over the school holidays. So everyone just came back. And it's the biggest fucking dong you've ever seen in your life, just on the grass. And by the time we realized the dudes that did it, they're in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
Out of there. And the best thing about it is that it could be seen on Google Earth on our school for years. For years. I'm sure if you like...
Space dong.
Yeah. Honestly, it was that big. It was that big that it was very clearly... You could very clearly make it out.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. On Google Earth.
Things you can see from space. The Great Wall of China and the dong at your school.
Yeah, yeah. Wyong. The Wyong dong.
Yeah, the Wyong dong.
It's good.
I like it.
So you dropped in at Wyong on your way back through?
No, not this time. I just went straight to my friends. God, I didn't feel like getting stabbed, to be honest.
Yeah. I've had some good times at Wyong Hospital.
Really?
Wyong? Yep. Just... blurry images of me being resuscitated.
What do you mean?
When I was a young kid with asthma.
Oh, okay.
Just like, yeah, had to go to hospital when I was young. So that's how I know Wyong Hospital.
Too many darts.
Yeah. Coughing up.
Start them young in Wyong.
Yeah. Coughing up blood.
Oh.
I have a friend that is like a head nurse there. Well, like my sister's best friend. She's a head nurse there. And she told me they had someone die in that hospital because they shoved an orange up their bum. It got stuck. It got stuck. Couldn't get it out, and they just waited too late to go to the hospital.
Oh,
and
yeah.
By the time they got there, reverse food poisoning. I don't know what you call it. But.
Yeah. Nah, always use something with a flared base.
Exactly. Exactly. Have you seen the video of the... someone has a dildo at the exhaust point of a car and they're just holding it and it's kind of like going in and out.
Oh, the fleshlight?
No. It's like a dildo. They have a dildo and they're like, they've put it in the exhaust and it's like getting beeped back in and out and then it just straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you always have a base.
Man, do you reckon emergency rooms have like a day since they've had to fish things out of people's asses?
Oh, it's so pretty common.
Oh, it'd be so.
And it's
common.
Always like I fell.
Yeah, it always is.
I fell on this shaving can.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
the lid was still on it, but I fell.
Yeah.
But that same nurse, I remember she told me they were dealing with someone that had a vibrator stuck up their ass, but they didn't know about it. They didn't tell them. They were too embarrassed. And so they were just working on this guy, and then his stomach just starts violently shaking and like vibrating, and they genuinely thought he was going to explode.
He was.
They panicked. They rolled him over. They were just getting ready for anything.
Yeah.
It was just a vibrator up his ass he didn't tell them about.
That's like that scene out of Fight Club where he's talking about the... I don't know
bombs.
If you've seen, the bombs in the suitcase. I don't know if you've seen the Fight Club, but it's like 9 times out of 10, it's a vibrator.
And he goes, 9 times out of 10, it's an electric shaver.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One time out of 10, sometimes it's a vibrator.
Yeah, but it's never a bomb.
Yeah, it's never a bomb.
This poor guy, they think there's a bomb inside him. He's about to explode. He's not making it through TSA if he's vibrating. Excuse me, sir. We're going to have to x-ray you.
There's a fucking story I heard. A dude had a vibrator stuck up his ass And when he was sitting down, it was like he was sitting on plastic chairs and just the... The person I heard that from wasn't the most trustworthy source, so it's probably a lie.
No, actually, no. I grew up in church. I did a lot of time around those plastic chairs.
Yeah.
Because anytime someone ripped one in church, you'd hear it. You'd hear it. So any kind of vibration in the chair.
Yeah, it claps back.
Yeah, it claps back. It echoes. It makes it, causes a scene.
I can just imagine, like, the hymns stop, and it's like that, and just, you're like, oh, Jesus.
Honestly, if you gave it a good enough go, a fair few people would hear it.
So you're going to come back up here and do some comedy?
Of course I am.
You did this room one.
Yeah, I did it. I made sure I got here before I moved to Sydney.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I wouldn't be able to come here as frequently.
Yeah.
So I do like the stand-up scene in Newcastle.
Yeah, we're pretty good. We've been going all right. We've lost a few open mics. The Stag's still going. The Crown.
The Crown, rest in peace.
Because that was the one that you came to a bunch of times.
I did my first one at down the road from where I live now, which was an absolute baptism of fire.
The other Crown.
Yeah, it's literally called Crown. Yeah. That was a baptism of fire. And then I came to Crown and Anchor. I was like, oh, wow, this is so good.
compared to the one I first went to.
Wow. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. I've only been to the one in Sydney once, but I emceed it, and it was fine. I don't know what usually goes on there.
I've realized now it was straight after all the COVID restrictions ended, so there was like 35, 40 people there.
I think Adam might have been there because that was his bomb video. Because we did the 100th episode, we all like had videos of people bombing, and that was one of Adam's ones. So yeah, it must have been a nightmare with like 30 comics on.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot to get through all night.
Yeah,
it was a lot to get through.
Yeah,
I felt really bad for like bringing my friends along, like one of them in particular. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I wasn't expecting it to be like this, and they were like,
I can imagine.
But they were like, Frankie, if I wasn't there tonight, I would be at home on the cringe subreddit, so this is better.
That's it live, basically.
Yeah. Got to see it live.
Yeah. That's why I love open mic. You can't get that shit on Netflix.
No.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bad's better than the good.
People say wild shit at open mics. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Me included. Like, I've said some wild shit.
My favorite is when someone's like... When someone's like later in the evening, and they've just had too much to drink by the time they get up there, it happened a couple times at this one because there were so many people, and so by the time people towards the end got up, they were just hammered,
yeah,
and they could barely get through their sets, and so it was like, I guess they did better than they were gonna do. I don't know.
Possibly, yeah.
Lower the inhibitions.
I've
had some great sets fucked up though.
Oh, yeah.
In the past.
Like, not fucked up, though. You'll have, like, two or three drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just enough to start slurring.
Yeah.
Not in that way, but, you know.
Oh, he's really slurring. Oh, what, was he drunk? No. I guess I'll cover the dead air while you take your sip. Sorry, I talked over you and now you've lost your thought.
Yeah, I was just like, what was I thinking about? I got it, but... I'm glad that you
acknowledged it. Yep.
I was just going to say, the first time I saw Frankie, she was doing the Crown and Anchor up here. Yeah. And it was like your first set was like, I've seen a lot of open mic. I guess that's not your first, it's your second set. But like for your second time, I was like, holy fuck. That's probably one of the best that I've ever seen that early on. Because I've seen so much open mic, but how long have you been like rehearsing that for before you?
I wrote it at like kind of before lockdown happened. I was just gonna go because I was gonna do raw comedy. I was just gonna go straight into that, and I had kind of drafted something, and then lockdown happened. So I kind of had a lot of time to practice. But I do practice a lot of my sets.
It shows.
I spend a lot of time practicing.
Yeah.
Because I'm an absolute scatterbrain. Like, if I haven't memorized it, I will forget.
Freeze
up. And I hate doing that.
Yeah.
I like to have a bit of flow, you know.
I'm exactly the same. Oh, fucking... I've got jokes I've been doing for nearly three years now. And I'll fucking forget them. I won't necessarily forget the joke, but I'll forget the set. So I'll forget the set list. So what's coming next?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So sometimes now I'm fortunate enough to have enough material that even if I forget something, I'm like, oh, well, I'll just fall back on whatever material I've got in the background or whatever. Mm. So yeah, but I'm the same. I'll have to fucking memorize or rehearse heaps.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's why I'd kind of pick a particular topic and then just go on a tangent about it. Because I do have a background in writing, so I like to just tell a whole story. And I just find it easier to remember my stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
I do like that style, like I've noticed with yours, where you're like, it's almost like you're going for like this sort of like woke premise of like, and everyone's like, oh, fuck, here we go. And then you just take a left turn like halfway through it. Like,
handbrake like, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Let's go. It's honestly, so funny. No, because like at the end of the day, like the basis of comedy is subverting expectations.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when someone like me picks the woke topics, because of my accent, people obviously roll their eyes. You know, here you go, like woke.
Yeah.
SJW.
Yeah, that's where it's that misdirection's so good, because I think people fall into that trap so much when you lay it that they're just like, oh fuck, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you'll get them with that because they're not expecting you to pull the rug out from underneath them.
Yeah, yeah. No, yes, yeah, especially with queer people, because I'm meeting a lot of queer people in Sydney that can't handle being around straight people. It's so funny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're genuinely intimidated.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
They're more scared of you than you are of it.
That's 100% correct.
It is. Like, honestly, because, like, I was at Easter weekend. The new happening club on the Central Coast at the moment. It's at Gosford Waterfront. It was like Easter weekend. It was pumping. There was a lot going on. And I met this gay boy from Sydney because I was in a dress. So I'm like, I didn't move to Sydney so that I could be like, be myself. I was like, I'll do that wherever I want to. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was in a dress, and he came up to me. He's like, oh my gosh, you're so cool. Like, can we please be friends? He's like, I'm so nervous about coming out on the coast because it's so homophobic. And I was like, oh, babe, it's not that bad. Like, it's fine.
You should go to Newcastle.
But, like, I literally was just telling him. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. It's not that bad. And then we, like, walked out to get a drink, and this dude just, like, pipes up and he's like, what the fuck do I call you? And so I just, like, without even thinking, I just, like, pivoted, like, locked eyes with him and just got up in his face. And he, like, recoiled back, right? And that's when I realized, he's like, he's terrified of me.
Yeah.
And so I just said, you can call me a hot bitch, and I walked away. And I didn't think anything of it after that. I just did it.
I'm glad it went that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of those people can fucking double down, and they'll start throwing hands. Yeah. So we've got a good mate. I don't think he's actually homophobic. He's just fucking just
Go
a
on.
Weird dude. So the other day he's making a lot of homophobic jokes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey man, like what's going on? What's with all the homophobia? I'm like what's going on? He's like, oh no, I'm not homophobic. The second you call someone who's being homophobic, they're like, no man, it's Robbo.
I figured.
Yeah. Just like.
Just so we.
Oh.
Speaking of fucking.
Oh, here he is. Where's the pod? Where's the fucking podcast?
Adam Ronan, you're on the podcast. What do you want?
I just wanted to say that your podcast sucks.
Anything new?
Who's the guest today?
We got Frankie on.
Who?
Frankie.
Frankie. Oh, g'day, Frankie. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, mate. Any better and I'll be arrested.
What the fuck do you want? Why are you calling me?
I have received a light bulb for the floodlight and it works again, but we've got to do some modifications to it. So.
We?
We.
Yeah, I, you, when I'm just giving Palmer enough to you.
Thanks for interrupting the flow. We're having a really good podcast. It was all going so well.
You didn't have to answer the phone, you fucking idiot.
I wanted to put you on blast because you've been asking for the 100th episode for fucking... You're a pest.
So where's the fucking podcast?
I haven't edited it yet. I'm going to do it after this.
You're so fucked.
Yep. All right.
Worst podcast in Australia.
Well, start your own, mate.
Yeah. Start your own from Wagga with yourself.
Yeah. It can't be any worse than this shit.
All right.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
About...
Oh, homophobes.
Oh, Robbo. Yeah. Just like...
That's right. He has a Southern Cross tattoo his leg that says Aussie Pride. He was like a bit of a lad back in the day.
Yeah.
Mad Bogan, drove a Commodore, all that shit. And then he lived with like an Aboriginal dude named Paulie who had a swastika tattoo. It's like, none of this makes sense.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a walking contradiction.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Robbo.
Anyway.
He's... He's a fucking monster. We'll talk about some of our gigs the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you weren't there, Frankie.
Sorry.
But it's it's been a fucking busy couple of weeks for us, eh? Like we had Sydney at the Booze House, was incredible. But I wanted to talk about, we won't name her, but there was this one girl there who was just a fucking menace.
Oh, just, L.
Man. A menace
just,
how?
Oh, just like...
Menace is in the...
Mad game. As a cut snake.
Right.
Fucking crazy. Like crazy in her eyes crazy. Like,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, she's... You like don't know... Kind of yeah. Yeah, you're like, is she going to bite me? Like, what's going on here?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I tried so hard to fuck her. It did not happen. Did it... Man, I even bought condoms, so I was like that, you know, wow. You're like that confident and drunk that you're like, I'm just going to buy condoms in front of her at the general store. But I was like, I don't want to seem weird, so I'll just be like, I need these for my van.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Way to go, man.
Yeah.
Definitely not weird at all.
Well, I did. That's the thing. And I'd been meaning to buy them and I was drunk and I'm like, I'm just going to buy them because if anything happens, I want to have them. And I need them for my van. I was very drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was weird. Yeah.
Just like, never, she's like my little brother's best friend.
Okay.
Never met her before.
I just
in
wanted
life.
To be Eskimo brothers with your little brother.
You missed out, man. Fuck. I'm sure. Just telling me stories. She's like, I can suck dick like a trooper. I'm like, oh, can ya? Nice to meet ya. Like,
yeah, she kept telling me that. She was like, I can make any man come in less than 10 seconds. And I was like, it's not men that you have to worry about.
Yeah. Men are easy.
Yeah.
If I can do it, anyone can. So she was a fucking monster. It was our first time putting on a show, like, from start to finish. So fucking bit stressful. But we got there. We nearly got fucking blinded. We went and bought this spotlight the day of because I was nice and organised, Frankie, you know me.
Yeah.
Like to do everything at the last minute just to make things exciting.
Some people work better under pressure.
Yeah, I definitely don't. Yeah. So
blood
we
pressure
got...
maybe.
So it took me a second.
So we got this fucking... I was like, oh, it's only like, if that, a 10-meter throw. Like, tiny room. We don't need a big light. Gave us a fucking industrial... Like, I'm pretty sure this was the spotlight they used to call Batman. Like, it was fucking insane. It was so bright. you got up there and you were just like walking forward into just nothingness. That was fucking horrific.
Yeah, a lot of the budget went on that one.
I remember when I was at church, my pastor decided he wanted to buy this massive like signal light and just point it into the sky.
Yeah, trying to summon the Lord.
Well, it was just like a... I can't even remember the... It was a big rant behind it.
Mm.
I mean, he got everyone on board before he did it. Yeah. In a church, it's not that hard.
No.
Just not a lot of critical thought.
No, that genuinely isn't.
If you have faith, then you'll let me buy the spotlight.
But he's just like, yeah, all weekend, it's just this massive light just shooting into the sky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was there like a point to it? He's just like...
There was. Yeah.
He hates helicopters.
Pretty much. It's been so long, but it's just one of the things where I look back on and I'm like...
You're like, just fucking crazy ideas.
Yeah. What got you out of that? Are you still religious in any way, shape or form?
No. Well, I mean, I'm a little spiritual. I have crystals in my pocket right now.
Yep.
I bought today. Real nice ones. I'm going to put them on the table.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. No, I'm not religious anymore. You know, okay, get this right. The reason I left church is because I read the whole Bible cover to cover by myself.
And went, this is fucking...
Yeah. Honestly. Most Christians have had the Bible read to them. They don't read it themselves.
Just select paragraphs.
It's always in groups and they kind of get told how to interpret it.
Yep.
You know, because you do have like Bible studies and people will discuss what they think certain... scripture means, but it's basically just a different factions dictating what they think different scripture means.
Mm.
So when you actually read it for myself and I was like, holy shit.
Anyone else read this?
Yeah, exactly. And apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
What was the big, like, can you condense it into like, fuck? What?
Yeah, no. I can condense it. Basically, like the way that Jesus was, and the way that the first church after he left the earth was just so different to what I grew up in. I grew up in a very Hillsong-esque church, and it's basically branding. It's very much a business.
Mm.
They all have branding. They're trying to create campuses, branches, all this stuff. And they're just constantly trying to pump out products, basically albums, podcasts, like just anything. But then when you look at the early church, if you wanted to join, you had to sell all your possessions.
Right.
Everything you owned got chucked in. So it was basically a socialist hippie commune.
Yeah.
And so was Jesus. He like hated rich people.
Yep.
But you don't associate Christians with...
Yeah,
like people that hang out with prostitutes and homeless people, you don't. Even though they like to put on this facade that they're doing that.
They're not. Yeah.
It's about money.
But that's who Jesus was. He hung out with sex workers.
Sort of similar to like the Zen monasteries and stuff like that, where people give up all their earthly possessions and
in
pursuit of that. But same thing. Like that's become like a bit of a chain sort of marketing thing these days as well.
Yeah.
Especially in China. Yeah. Where they're just like trying to sell it. Yeah.
But I'm absolutely convinced that Jesus was a gay icon.
Was that?
No doubt. No, because he
looks great shirtless.
Hung out with all them guys.
Yeah, he'd he's all constantly in a group of 12 dudes.
Yeah.
You know, he hung out with sex workers. Like it's, you know, it's constantly about loving each other.
Yeah.
Being kind to one another. That sounds pretty fucking gay to me.
Sounds pretty good. He's a good dude.
You know,
he just liked to party. Jesus liked to party. Yeah, turn water into wine.
Exactly.
That's why they kept him around. Fuck, this dude's sick.
Exactly.
If your mate could turn up with just free booze all the time, you're like, sick. Now turn this bread into cocaine, please.
You know, I think while I'm When I get a bit more settled in Sydney, I might do copious amounts of drugs and just write an essay on why I believe that Jesus is a gay icon. Honestly, if I leave this earth and people consider Jesus a gay icon, I've done my job.
I feel like you don't need to just write a book or anything like that. Just turn it into a stage show.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
I definitely.
Well, you've got the platform. What are you up to on TikTok these days?
What am I up to on TikTok? Oh, I've been making them less, probably because I made one around the end of last year, just comparing my work clothes, which is like tradie high vis type of stuff, to what I wear on the weekends.
Which is a dress.
Yeah, mini skirts, dress, makeup, I go all out.
Nice.
And I was just basically comparing how I dressed for work and how everyone at work was about to see me at a work event.
Yeah.
That just kind of blew up. Which is really funny, right? Because I showed up to that work event and everyone was shocked a little bit. Not everyone. I got the response that I was expecting, but some people were dead shocked. But which genuinely shocked me, because I put a mug in our work cupboard that had a photo of me in a miniskirt and a big red wig, like printed on it, on a mug, and I put that in the work cupboard and everyone knew about it.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't a secret, you know. It's not like I was hiding in the closet. I come into work with nails painted.
In their defense, I also had a mug with me in a bikini in a beach.
Okay. And, like, how many did you print?
We can do a swap. I think I've still got the mug. I used to take it to work. It was exactly that. People were like, oh, yeah, who's... Oh, what's Photoshop that? Work. Yeah, it was Photoshop.
You didn't get him in an actual bikini.
That's nice. Unfortunately. Yeah, it was... I can't remember.
Oh, wait, no, it's Photoshopped.
Yeah, it's Photoshopped. My face.
I don't want one then. I literally was...
Frankie wants you...
I thought it was just going to be you in your purest form in a bikini.
Oh, man, I wish. I wish. I'll see if I can find it.
I would pay $20 for that mug.
I did pay $20 for the mug.
$20? Man, you got ripped off.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it. Okay. If Ethan wants to fill in dead air.
Well, my ex girlfriend had a theme party, was like cross dressing for her 30th, I think. But I turned up looking hot as fuck, and you turned up in like a muumuu dress.
Yeah, man, I'm built for comfort.
Yeah, well, I was sorely disappointed because I was looking good.
You looked great. Don't get me wrong. I dress for comfort. If I'm gonna wear it, like. For me personally, I don't fill out dresses that well. So if I'm gonna wear a dress, I'll go the comfort route. You know, I'm not.
When I'm getting dressed before I go out, if I can't, like, I cannot leave. And the oh Lord, yeah. Yeah. It would have been better if it was your bod.
Yeah.
I genuinely cannot leave the house until I can look myself in the eyes in the mirror, just look myself up and down and be like, yeah, I'd fuck me.
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm ready to go.
There's a famous movie where someone does that as well. Have you seen that?
What movie is it?
Was it Silence of the Lambs? Have you seen that one? He does exactly that.
Oh, I think
stands
I know,
in front
I think
of the
I know
mirror.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like, I'd fuck me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
one of the greatest films in cinema.
Yeah,
one
I
of
do
the
it when I'm
scenes.
Wearing like a dress or a skirt, not someone else's skin.
Yeah,
a little different.
Well, you're missing out, all right.
Well, we know what Mitch is up to after this.
Yeah.
To go dig the body up out of the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Skin it.
I'm out to curry.
The body up.
Heading out to curry.
Oh, yeah. You and Ben versus everything.
Yeah, me and Ben versus everything.
What are you doing in the hell's curry?
Curry. You don't
curry,
even know where
curry.
It is.
Yeah.
Sounds made
it's a dark
up.
Place. It's
sounds
a dark place.
It's not great. My cousin lives there.
Yeah.
She works at the brothel.
The sex worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
I went to the brothel. I'll give you the full story. So my ex came around. We broke up at the start of the year. She comes around and she's like, I'm fucking someone else, is the long and short of it. Tells me that she's fucking someone else. So I did what any rational man would do in that scenario. I went and bought some pussy. Because I was like, well... Dick is, like, I feel like, a lot easier to get than pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I could go get some dick, but I'm just going to go that route because it was like a vengeance thing. Like, it wouldn't have worked if I went out and got dick. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go get some pussy from this brothel.
Mm.
And then I go to the brothel. I'd like pre-booked it because I'm a weirdo. So, which, thank fuck,
no,
I did.
Honestly, good idea. Do you really want to be stuck in the waiting room at a brothel?
Especially if your cousin works there and walks out. And I didn't see her at the time.
Anyone, like, you don't want to make eye contact. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's some people that you dislike. You don't want to know who's there because if you know them, it's...
They just parade the girls out and they come out in a lineup. And then you're just like, oh, fuck. But, yeah, my cousin would have been in that lineup had I have just walked in because she was working that day there.
God.
And I was like, fuck. God. Which... I don't care at all. Like, fucking more power to you because she's fucking raking it in there. And being a Jew, I'm like, you get that money, girl. Well, while you got the looks. Just, I mean, it's not a long career, but fucking get it while you can. But, yeah, she messaged me like a few days later and she's like, oh, I saw you at my work. I was like, the only place I've been is the brothel. So sad and at home.
My dad worked at a brothel once. He fixed the air conditioning.
Ah. Yeah? That's what he says?
That's what he said. No,
that's what he's telling you, Frankie.
We were like, because we're going to pick up a puppy afterwards. So like, we were waiting
in the
car.
Well, he had to train himself.
We're waiting in the car.
I had to lay some pipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just got to go inside and fix their air conditioner, all right?
A quick 15-minute install. I'll be in and out. In and out.
No, that was a good brother, because it was right next to a gymnastics place.
Whoa.
No, actually, okay.
Why does that make it better?
Another great story. It was just irony.
Oh, I thought you meant like they were like doing deals for each other. It's like, you know, you're going to get a flexible one.
No, but okay. I remember I was like at Tugger train station walking to my car and this guy approaches me and he's like, how the hell do I get to Arimba, which is another suburb on the Central Coast? And I'm like, oh, there's a train station at Arimba. You could catch the train.
Yeah.
And then I eventually figured out it was actually an address that was past where I was going. And I was like, look, as long as you don't axe murder me, you seem nice, I'm happy to drop you off there.
Yeah.
We're driving there. And then I realized about 2 minutes before getting there, I'm dropping him at the brothel. And then I was like, oh, I know. He was like, I'm seeing a friend.
Yeah.
And then I'm like... getting closer, I'm like, oh, I know where I'm taking you now. I was like, yeah, I know where you're going. And he still insisted on me dropping him like further up the street.
All right. Yep.
It's like the man with the orange up his ass. He's going to take that one to the grave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Fucking shame. The shame of it.
That's why I've been doing that bit. I'm like, there shouldn't be so much shame in it.
No, there shouldn't be so much.
It's weird.
Stigma around it.
Everyone else pays for other services. Why can't that be one?
Exactly.
I might do that one tonight, actually. Why not? On. Give it a run.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
Nice sold out crowd for
it's
you.
It's ready for Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
That bit. I've been doing some new stuff. It's been good. It's been good.
Yeah.
Kind of new stuff.
About the brothel.
Yeah, nice.
This one.
Nice.
I don't know if you've heard that one.
I think so.
In the...
About the
formative stages.
You pay for braces or you could pay for like...
Yeah.
Yeah, all these... Yeah, it's flawless.
That's a
logic.
Good bit.
Yeah.
Flawless logic. It makes bit. Sense. Can't
I did it
that.
On at the Stag on Wednesday and I forgot that I'd added an extra part to it, which is that like whenever I say that like I'd rather spend the money at the brothel than on braces, people are always like, oh, you should go over to like Thailand. You can get like... heaps cheap dental over there. I'm like, do you know how much pussy you can get in Thailand? You can get lady boys. You can get everything you fucking want over in Thailand. It's not a problem. But, you can get like 1,000. No. Yeah, no, it does go like that. All right, I've got it for tonight. That'll be good.
Well done.
That's a fucking, Thailand's crazy. I don't know. I don't know if I'd go well over there. I think I'd get in trouble.
We were going to go there one day. That was way back in the day. We were planning a trip. Then
yeah.
My dad got cancer and you ran into a Lexus.
Wasn't meant to be.
Oh, it wasn't meant to be.
I wasn't allowed to have.
The stars don't align.
Yeah. Oh, man. That travel agent. I still cringe. So, newly single.
Mm.
Booking a holiday to Thailand. The travel agent who's organising all of our things. Very nice to me. Very, very nice. Very accommodating. I'm like, my little 21-year-old brain's like, oh, she smiles when she talks to me. She probably wants to fuck me. So.
Oh, dear.
She's just finished processing our thing. Geez. And then I ask her out. She just goes bright red. She's like, I've got a boyfriend. I'm sorry. And I was like, now I got to sit in it. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to run out of here.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
like, she had to awkwardly call me about something because I ran out in such a tiff. She's like, oh, you forgot to sign this paperwork. I'm like, yeah, just email it to me. I'm never fucking looking you in the eyes again.
Like, you idiot.
Oh, that's man. Bad. Just the horror of, like, just completely missing the point. She's trying to sell me a holiday. She doesn't want to fuck me.
Yeah, it happens.
Yep, happens to the best of us, those cross wires. At least I didn't try and buy condoms in front of her.
That's true. Gotta let them know that you're prepared, you know?
I feel like
I'm afraid.
I feel like she was going to fuck you until she found out you bought condoms.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
She's like, I want to give you a souvenir so you never forget this night.
Oh, I've already been through that lately. Have you heard about that story?
No, go on. No, fill me in.
I slept with someone at the Hamo and they were trans, but they were female to male. And that was the first time for me that I'd slept with someone that was like that. So I was like, all right. I was just like, I don't know. I was like, I'm all keen for this, but like, it's like kissing a guy and then you're fucking a girl. So it was like a lot to like wrap my head around. And I was like, that was enough going on there. And then I was like, at one point I was like, ah, this fucking condom's just not like doing it for me, because like I was in my own head too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And yeah. I was like, not like fully, you know, like, you know when you get in your own head you can't achieve an erection properly.
Yeah.
I was like half and half. And I'm like, I really want to do this and I'm having a lot of fun, but my dick is not cooperating. And I'd had like probably like 10 ciders, so I was just fucked. Yeah. Anyway, it was all well and good. But yeah, the condom came off at one point, and I was just like, because it's just like not working. Like my dick's just up and down and all over the place. You can't maintain a condom through all of that. And then, the next day I woke up with like this like pimply looking fucking thing on my dick, and I was like, oh, fucking, here we go. And that was just like the whole week of like Googling it and just being like, what the fuck is wrong with my dick? There's something going on here. Just like paranoid Googling, like thinking it's the worst. And like, and I felt bad for that person as well, because I'm like, it's like when you're the last person who like uses something and breaks it. It's like, well, you're the last one to touch it. Like it must, like nothing. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if you like waited until like it got really bad. You waited until too late to go to the hospital and you died because you had a pimple on your dick.
Yeah.
Like the orange shit all over again.
Yeah, it was the orange thing. But yeah. I went to the doctor and he was like, yeah, you're fine. Stop stressing out. I was like, okay, that's good.
Did he have to be like, so have you been having unsafe sex? And you're like, yes.
Again? Again.
And then they're always like, make sure you use a condom next time. And you're like,
I did for most of it.
For most of it, yeah.
Oh, I just felt so bad because I'm just like, I don't want to blame this person for like for that. But it's, you know what I mean?
It's completely unrelated.
Battle scars.
Yeah. Friction burn.
And I also didn't like have his number, so I couldn't just call him up and be like, hey, I've got this thing on my dick. You might want to get yourself checked. So I felt bad about that too. Like, if this is something, how am I going to get in contact with him? It's not going to fucking happen. I'm just going to have to sit at the hammer last call every Tuesday until he shows up again.
Yeah. Oh, hey, mate. Good to see you again, by the way.
Check
the
yourself.
The worst thing is that, like, I struggle with new people in general, especially remembering just their names and who they are. I feel like when you're fucked up and you hook up with someone, seeing them again sober, I'm always, like, so nervous about, like, whether it's the right person or not, because I just can never remember. Like,
yeah, that's a... In straight world, they call that lack of consent. If another chick said that to me, she's like, I couldn't remember who I fucked. I'd be like, were you raped? What the fuck? Yeah. What happened?
That's just fucking, it's just party time for Frankie.
Yeah. Actually, you know what I did recently? We just moved to Sydney, had a housewarming. And I invited someone off Hinge to come to the housewarming party.
Yeah.
Because I'd never met them before and they just rocked up to my house. I was like, hi, nice to meet you. And it's so funny because they were so nervous being there, because I remember catching up with someone afterwards and they were like, yeah, this person was just like chain smoking. And I was like, yeah, that was my Hinge date.
Yeah.
But at one point we were both like fucked up enough and I was like, do you want to make out in the back of my car in the garage? And we're like, fuck yeah. You know, and it escalated and I was like, okay, something's going to happen here. So I like ran inside to get towels and condoms and lube. Yeah. And I just like, all these people had arrived.
So you just like, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I like, I came through the front door and then like, oh, I've got like friends that are like, oh my God, Frankie. I'm like, hey, I'll be back in a couple minutes. And so I just literally like sprinted out all sheepish with towels and and I ended up like cutting it short. I was like, okay, I feel like I should. Go back to the party.
Entertain now. Elsewhere.
Yeah. But it was just a fun side quest. Like, I love doing that shit. I went to my first bush dwarf in May and I was having so many hectic side quests.
Oh, yeah. Like, they'll come at you hard and fast.
Yeah, but I just kept leaving the group of people I came with to, like, and it wasn't even like sexual stuff most of the time.
No, it's just like, I'm too fucked on mushrooms. I need you to roll me a cigarette. And you're like, yeah, I gotcha.
yeah, but it was like, I remember I ended up in a Nang dungeon with some fairies.
Yeah.
Like, they literally had elf ears and.
I didn't take it as you were. These bunch of fairies.
No, they're literally dressed as fairies.
Yeah.
That's not what I call them.
Homophobic Frankie would be a funny character.
Oi, I love saying the F slur to people that aren't allowed to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah, you can say it here. It's okay.
Okay, because I'm...
We've got an episode named...
I was thinking about November, because everyone sees the moustache and they're like, oh, you're doing Movember. And I just get to look them dead in the eyes and go, no, I'm just a faggot.
How does that go most of the time?
That makes them so uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Like, I remember once I was at my old job, I was loading a truck. And I had my nails painted, and I was having good chats with the truck driver. And then he comes up, he sees my nails. He's like, "Oh, you got kids at home?" And I was like, "Nope." And then I just looked at him, and he was like, and then he just barely spoke to me for the rest of the. I should have dropped a no. I'm just a faggot.
He probably would have laughed.
Yeah, he would have. It would have broken the ice.
But he got really awkward and uncomfortable. It was hilarious.
Probably wanted to fuck you. Yeah. Usually what happens.
Yeah.
In his head the whole time. He's like, you're a Hinge date. Just there, didn't know how to break the ice. Just like, fuck. Fuck. This could be my chance.
Exactly.
He should have smoked a pack of durries in front of you.
You just need to be like, it's okay, it's not contagious. Like, don't stress.
Do you smoke at all?
Sometimes socially, like if I've had enough drinks, I'll be like, give me a dairy.
Yeah.
Or I love, you know what I love? I love giving myself head spins on vapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't do them at all. My housemates vapes, but then every now and again, it's been like a week and I'm just like, can I have a little sip of your vape?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I'm just on the lounge for like a few seconds.
That was the other thing with that pest of a woman, L, who was saying, can I have a suck every time? She wanted the vape. Can I have a suck? And then just pass the vape.
Yeah.
That was their kind of thing.
Yeah.
Back and forth, can I have a suck? And I was like, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Poor Ethan's in there, blue balls.
Yeah. I want to suck. I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Do you smoke?
No. I used to.
Yeah.
For like 5 or 6 years. But yeah, I was, yeah, like a packet every half a week, I think, I was down to. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
I was smoking heaps.
That is bad. That's quick. That's
like
fast.
2 packs a week. Not a pack a day, but, you know, working towards it. So I was like, I better fucking stop because this is bad.
Yeah. The last time I smoked was here with Maddie B. Maddie's out the front. He's given me one of his cigarettes.
A spliff.
Yeah. And there wasn't a whole lot of weed in it, and it was mostly just his tobacco, which is basically prison tobacco. So fucking strong.
Mm.
Nice.
So I'm standing there, I've smoked an entire cigarette basically. And I was just like, I've got to fucking spew. I was like, it made me spew. Made me sick as fuck. He's like, oh yeah, man, can't handle your weed. I'm like, no, it was the tobacco. But I remember I was spewing. Maddie and whoever else was there, they were all understanding. And then there was these two very, very pretty women just watching me with disgust, like, gross, just bullying me on the
street.
You've
been there too, you skank. Go away. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, spewing into the drain. Fucking, yeah. I'm a fucking mess.
The first time I smoked weed, I greened out because the people I was with, they didn't think I was doing it properly. Like, they didn't think I was inhaling. They thought I was just like, butt smoking it.
Yeah, bum puffing.
And so they got me to do like quite a few deep sips.
Mm.
Yeah, and then I started getting the giggles, you know, and then I started to feel a little nauseous, and I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna pass out. And then the next thing I remember is I was just having a really good nap.
Yeah.
But I fell like straight sideways, and I was just seeing like the most random shit. It was just like cartoons.
Mm.
And then when like
eyes closed or open?
Eyes were closed. But then when they like woke me up, my eyes were rolling in the back of the head, my head. But I just kept, so I was just seeing like flashes of random cartoons, the people around me, and just blackness. And it just got to the point. It wasn't like, you know, when you're really high, you're like, where am I? What time is it?
Mm-hmm.
It had gone past that. I was like, what am I?
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was a cartoon, a person, or a black void of nothing.
Yeah.
I was really confused.
Weed's a motherfucker like that. Some of the worst trips I've had have been on weed. And it's like almost like you're afraid. Like, sometimes I get afraid to throw up. I'm usually a pretty good spewer if I've had too much to drink or whatever. But if I've had too much weed, and I'm like, oh, if I spew, like, the world's going to end. I'm like trying to like hang on. I remember like hugging a toilet one time and like spewing in the toilet and just being like, I'm the pilot of an aeroplane that's got to land in Japan. I was like, I need to get it together, otherwise everyone's going to die. Like, what the fuck? I think it was like the toilet was making noise and it sounded like an aeroplane or something. Like,
oh,
I was so fucking high.
I fucking...
It's bad.
I fucked myself last night accidentally. Was like just about to go to bed.
Oh, here we go again.
Another, yeah. Is that what we're telling? Is that what they're telling the nurse?
Yeah, he didn't have the flared base.
Yeah,
it's
an accident. Someone put it on my chair like a whoopee cushion, and I didn't see it.
I just like to jumps spread eagle onto every chair I sit down on. I've ripped just like a bedtime bong, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm feeling pretty good with this stuff. It's not, it's like a pretty mellow high, but I've cut way back the last couple of weeks. So I was not ready for what I was about to do to myself. And I remember, like, I've gotten all the lights turned off, and then that sinking feeling in your stomach where you're like, oh no, I can't stand up anymore. Like, I'm like, oh fucking, my house is two stories. So I had to get up the stairs. So I've like got up the stairs, and then I've like, Tanya's there about to like, she's just made the bed and she's about to put the Gaduna cover on. I'm like, Tanya, I fucked myself up and I'm about to green out. I've just got to lay on the bed for like 20 minutes. Is that okay? She's like, yeah, it's fine. Go. So I've just had to like, I was just in my hoodie, like arms crossed over my body, just like, I am a little cocoon. Just like fucking spinning out, like feeling like I was going to vomit, all of that. She gave me a bucket. I was just laying there with my bucket. It's just like, I was good after about 20 minutes though. So
that's not too bad.
Yeah, got up, brushed my teeth, and then had a fucking...
Had another bong and went to bed?
Yeah, nah.
It's pussy.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Have you ever, like, been on that level at, like, a party or in a social situation?
Yeah. The first time I ever got fucking stoned was Ethan's garage. I thought I shit myself. I was so relaxed.
Let's come back
I was
to
like,
shit talk.
Oh, no, I think.
Come full circle.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I shit myself. And I was like, oh, no. And I had to, like, quickly, like, waddle across the garage. Open the door and go jump in the shower. And I spent 20 minutes.
That wasn't like
singing.
A real social setting though. That was amongst friends.
Yeah, it was amongst friends.
Well, because recently, when I first weekend I was in Sydney, I went to a house party with someone that I'd met like the weekend before. Lovely person. Mm. And I convinced someone from Hinge. There's a bit of a trend happening here. I convinced someone that I'd never met before to come to this party with me, but I was there before them, and I had MDMA. And Kat, I'd bought off the dark web like that week, like shared up in the post, which was a massive fuck around. But I was expecting it to be really strong. And so I took like a really, what I thought was a really conservative amount of like green MDMA.
Yeah.
But holy shit. Holy shit. I was like, oh my God. They like, my date got there as I was really starting to come up on it. And I just looked them in the eyes and I was like, I've fucking done myself a mischief here, hey.
Yeah.
And then like my eyes kept rolling into the back of my head. And the best thing is like that party, I'd brought my lizard to that party.
Yeah.
So I was just
be somewhat responsible.
Yeah. No. Actually he's good to take to house parties because he's in like hibernation at the moment. So I can literally just sleep him under people's jackets and forget about him.
Yeah.
which I did. But I was just, I was just fucking blacked out. And then, I felt so bad. So I just kept giving my date Kat. So we were just on two different planets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then my date just like left. I went into the host's room. I was like, oh, my date left. And they were like, yeah, well, it's 2:30 in the morning. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean it's 2:30 in the morning? So I swear it was like 11 o'clock 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, your date had just been K-holed for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, and I was just like, I was sideways. I was fucking hell, I've never been that bad before.
Yeah. But dark weird.
But Solomon was great. My lizard was great. He was having a good time.
Didn't start talking to you?
No, thank fuck. I don't know what it's enough. Actually, I remember I had some friends come over. They were on acid and they met Solomon for the first time on acid.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you've ever seen a bearded dragon before, but they're like trippy looking animals. So when the when the floor is lava, it's quite beautiful to look at.
It will be.
But my friend was holding him and she didn't tell us she was afraid of lizards. or just reptiles in general.
Oh, shit. And she was on acid?
She was on acid. And so
way
she
to
was,
face your fears.
Yeah, I know, right? So she was just holding him, and then she just started, like, shaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, dude, what's wrong? I, like, took him off. And she's like, he's not going to bite me, is he? I was like, no, he's not going to bite you. Unless you stick your finger in his mouth, he's not going to bite you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she laid down. I put him on her, like, on her chest. She was like, oh, this is nice. But she had, like, these aqua, like, bead earrings.
Kind of looked like a bug.
Kind of looked like food. Kind of looked like a blueberry.
Yeah.
And so I just watched him, like, do the head tilt.
Yeah.
Like, he looked for it, and he went for it. But luckily she was too spaced to realize.
Yeah.
So I just basically jacked him off her.
Yeah.
And then he tried to do a shit on my bed. And so I just chucked him there and then chucked him on the floor.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so funny. Like, I remember there were people over. He was out and someone had, like, these long, bright green acrylic nails on. And they were just talking a lot with their hands near him. And he saw them and he was, like, looking at them. I was like, be careful.
Yeah.
It looks like Bean. And they thought I was joking, and then he went for her fingers.
It does remind me of a video I saw on the internet recently of a guy standing on a dock, and he had a fish on his dick because he'd been swimming naked. And the fish was like, oh, worm.
Oh, no.
And his mates are, like, trying to get the fish off of his dick, and they can't. It's, like, stuck on there.
No.
It was, like, in the Philippines.
There's only one thing to do there. Get hard and fuck your way out.
Oh.
Gosh.
What a lot of fish fetish. All right.
Guess we'll call it there.
Yeah, I think so. It's been over an hour. That's been wild.
What a bombshell.
It's been fun. Thanks for coming on, Frankie.
That's okay.
It's been good to have you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a fun one. A lot of good stories.
Nice to be back in Newcastle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, well,
are you hanging around for the show afterwards, or are you heading back?
No, I'm catching up with some other people in Newcastle.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I'll make sure I'll leave, like, a monster in the toilet before I go.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll send James in for that one.
James will appreciate that. It's not the first time it's happened to him.
Do you have any sticky notes? I'll leave one on it for him.
You can just write straight on the wall in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Dear James, this dump's for you.
Thanks for opening the place. XOXO Frankie. Sorry about the smell.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Let's call it there. Thanks for coming on, Frankie.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Check out Your Joking on Facebook, Old Mate Bentley, Instagram, and love yous. Bye.
Bye.